chatting with head coach of the West Kelowna Warriors and general manager Rylan Furster ahead of the Warriors' first preseason game of the year against Penticton V's here in Penticton. Rylan, a younger group being iced today. Obviously, first preseason game, you're not going to get all the veterans in there, but still, you know, a couple positives to look at for a lineup icing against the V's today. But excited to be back after a pretty quick offseason in West Kelowna.
Yeah, it has been a quick offseason, but like I've told people all the time, Trevor, I mean, I take it 100 times out of 100 to have a year, you know, a special year like that. Obviously, the V's know what that's all about. You know, so for us, it's been nice, and we're excited to get back, and they've got some good young prospects in the lineup tonight. So I'm sure there will be a lot of nerves there for those guys, but at the end of the day, hopefully they have fun.
Don't want to delve too much into your plans for lineups. Obviously, it's six games in the preseason. There's a lot of things that could happen. But is your plan to maybe get a little bit more veteran as the preseason goes along? Just talk to Nick Reticoliano, not in the lineup today. Probably will see some time later on in the postseason. Is that, or the preseason, my apologies. Is that kind of the plan with these players that are coming back from last year?
Yeah, for sure. Again, we want to give the young guys a chance too. I mean, Fred and I talk too. And, you know, obviously, you know, get the young guys in tonight, and you know what a great place for our young guys to be able to come and see. I mean, it's a beautiful rink here, so it not only, you know, showcases our program, but showcases our league and what our league can be all about when you come into a beautiful facility here. So I mean, it's really good for them. And yes, as we move forward here, we'll, you know, you have to cut down. I mean, we have 40 plus guys here at camp, and you know, I think we'll start letting some guys go possibly tomorrow after the inter-squad game. And you know, as we go along here, I mean, I'm assuming by the time we're here in a week next Wednesday, you'll pretty much see our full squad, as I'm sure we'll see their full squad. So by a week from now, it'll probably be game on for real.
For you personally, is it kind of tougher to coach in these games where you know that maybe not everybody on the ice is going to make the team this year, where you're kind of just looking at individual performances to maybe look at an AP spot down the road this season?
I don't think it's difficult. I mean, I approach every game the same way, whether it's this game or whether it's the Royal Bank Cup. My game day is pretty much the same. I mean, hockey players are creatures of habit, and I'm no different than that. But it's more about, I think, like tonight, certainly with these guys. I mean, obviously it's different than, you know, some other games, but I mean, obviously it's about having these young guys relax. I'm sure there's a lot of nerves in there, and but again, it's a good opportunity for us to see, as you said, APs or guys down the road. Recruiting is such a huge thing nowadays, where you're recruiting a year out now from when, you know, from when I first started. It's changed so much. So again, you're looking at younger guys for 1 and even 2 years down the road.
Last question for you now. You mentioned coming into an environment like this is a good way for these kids to kind of learn. Are you interested to see how they kind of cope with the nerves and cope with that kind of pressure where, you know, I mean, it's not going to be obviously a sellout crowd, first preseason game of the year, but could be a big crowd here. Tickets are only $5 tonight if anybody wants to come watch some good hockey. And, you know, you got some young kids out there that could settle the nerves that way as well.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Again, this is a great rink, a great facility. And again, yeah, you'll be seeing how guys can handle things. Again, you know, obviously Penticton is, you know, the benchmark of our division, I guess, so to speak. They have been since I've been back on, or since I've been in West Kelowna. And it'll be no different this year. They're hosting this year. And I mean, you know, this team lost 7 games last year. Yeah, I think everyone knows we beat them in the playoffs and stuff. But I mean, this has been the perennial powerhouse of our team. And to win our division, you have to go through these guys. And it'll be no different this year. I mean, yes, we won the Royal Bank Cup, and everyone knows that. And, you know, I think people want to say, oh, there's a huge target on our back. And I certainly disagree with that. I mean, you know, these guys, like I said, have been the perennial powerhouse, and I'm sure they'll be that again this year. So, you know, it starts here tonight, and it'll be exciting.
All right, Rylan, appreciate your time, and first of many talks that we're going to have this year. Thank you.
Thanks, my pleasure.